USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic National Committee is postponing the party's presidential convention in Milwaukee to August 17th, the week before the Republican Party's convention. The delay from July 13th came after likely nominee Joe Biden publicly called on the convention to be rescheduled in response to the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of Americans are filing for first-time unemployment benefits. The Labor Department says more than 6.6 million Americans sought those benefits as the economic effects from the coronavirus worsen. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says that number may not even be accurate.
The true number is actually much higher. We know, for example, that there's probably no state in the country who has an unemployment system that is prepared to take in the vast volume of people that are trying to reach them.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Border Patrol agents staying busy during the coronavirus pandemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Border Patrol stopping a major human smuggling effort. It happened earlier this week at a checkpoint north of Laredo, Texas, when a tractor-trailer failed to stop for inspection. Agents chased it and found 40 illegal immigrants in the trailer.
New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says ratings for online masses are continuing to skyrocket after church doors were closed because of coronavirus.
My pastors are telling me we're getting more tuning into the live stream than we get at Sunday Mass when things are normal. And our hope, of course, is that this will trigger a spiritual revival.
Dolan says that some of the churches are still working out their logistical challenges and that funeral masses have been canceled and graveside prayers are limited to a max of 10 people who are spread out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
More than 250 million Americans are under shelter-in-place orders. With the latest state, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been resisting a statewide stay-at-home order, saying that more than half of the cases are in three South Florida counties.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has updated his plans, too.
We're preparing for a two-thirds increase in our hospital bed capacity in this state. We are preparing to meet that, not just in terms of the physical needs within that system, but also making sure we have the appropriate protective gear, the ventilators, and, of course, personnel.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recommends everyone in his city wear a mask to combat the virus.
Millions of Americans are struggling to meet routine financial obligations, such as rent and paying student loan bills, along with credit card bills and light bills. This all due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Financial expert Chris Hogan says if you're facing financial hardship,
the worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you, or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that. You want to be clear, upfront, and honest with your creditor about your situation and exactly what you can and can't do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.